Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News podcast, Saints player grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Hey everybody, we have a great show for you tonight. Dave and Andrew are here. We're going to talk about the Saints signing Devontae Freeman, him burning the Falcons to the ground. Ken Crawley looking good is bad for the receiving core. Peyton is excited about the defensive line. Plus, Jameis and Taysom have some great funny sound. We're going to reveal the 2021 Saints season gift for all annual patrons. It's going to be amazing. We're on Twitch now. Thomas, hit the intro.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy podcast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Everybody, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It is a whole new world. We are on Twitch. Find us on Twitch. The Saints Happy Hour channel on Twitch. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thomas, executive producer extraordinaire in Poland, he has done an amazing job. He worked his ass off to put this together. And of course, it will be off the rails. It's probably already off the rails. But yeah. We've got to communicate better here.
I didn't know we were doing a cold open now where you like
we are.
Introduction and then we go into the intro. Like what the hell was that? Nobody told me.
And also this jazz music in the beginning, like I'm already ready to go to sleep before the show even starts.
Yeah, we're ending the show right now.
Trying to make me pass out before we start. We need more energy in the music. Come on.
I also just want to go on record to say that I wanted us to get on Twitch back in January. I talked to Ralph and Andrew, and I said, I think we should do like live shows on Twitch, and we didn't do it. I have text messages. I have the proof to back it up that this has been 7 months in the making for me.
That's right. Well, I mean, Dave, yeah, I was back in the middle of your Animal Crossing addiction.
But it wasn't.
We may live stream a preseason game because we need to get to affiliate status so people can donate to the podcast and you can do all kinds of fun stuff when you're affiliate, but we got to hit like a minimum streaming time to do it. So we may do that. It may be fun. The Saints, by the way, again, burned me and Thomas's rundown to the ground with all their news. Andrew, they are so desperate at corner. They are hunting the morgue for corpses of corners that we vaguely remember played in the NFL that were kind of good. They signed Prince Akamukamora. This dude.
Oh, my God.
Javare Russell.
Wait, can we try? You like, want to try that again, Ralph? You want to give that another shot?
No.
Go ahead, give it.
Javar?
No. No, Prince. What's Prince's last name?
Amukamara?
There you go. There you go. There you go. You added like three other syllables.
Yeah. You went like Amukamara. <Yeah. laughs> I might be exaggerating slightly.
Yeah. Chewbacca.
Yeah.
But they Andrew, would they have signed Brandon Browner if he could have got a weekend pass to get out of jail? Like,
too soon. Too soon, man. That joke was too dark. Champ Bailey, yeah, I'd accept that joke. But I mean, that's what Prince kind of feels like. Like he actually feels like the bargain bin Champ Bailey with the Saints option. it feels even worse than Champ Bailey did.
Would you pick Jairus Byrd and convert him to cornerback? How do you think that would go?
I was semi excited about Champ Bailey. Like I kind of talked Bailey myself into like it might be okay
from the Saints. These jokers didn't get that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Dave. With what's happened.
Yeah. By the way, people... Ralph, how did you already get the Prince Amukamara fathead on your wall so quickly?
well, Dave.
He's got JR.
He sent me an email. He sent me an email.
Devonta Freeman up there.
Send in my social security number, and he will deposit $5 million into my bank account and send me a fathead. So I got the fathead, and I'll get the $5 million tomorrow, and this podcast will be no more. So, but Dave, I'm panicked about corner now. I wasn't panicked all summer, all offseason, but now that the Saints are signing corpses at corner, I'm panicked.
So adding a dude makes you more upset.
Yes, because they're not even in pads yet, and they're signing dudes. Like they're
Ken
already
Crawley,
panicked.
Man, Ken Crawley, man. Oh my God, he looks amazing. Him and Lattimore are getting the band back together, baby. This is 2017. We're touring like it's 2017 again, baby.
We need people in the chat. We need a drop for Ken Crawley. Some sort of music, a sound bite, something to signify.
Dude, shoot your dick off.
That's for Lattimore. Lattimore's looking amazing because the Saints don't have any wide receivers. We'll get to that in a second. But Andrew, they didn't even wait 3 days and they signed two corners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not great, huh? That was and they signed Brian Poole a few days before that.
That's right.
So it's really three guys.
So it's really three.
Yeah.
Right. Well, going by your old adage, Ralph, of watch what the Saints do, not what the Saints say. If you're looking particularly at and only at what the Saints do, I guess yes, you have the right to be panicked because it seems like they're signing anybody and everybody, throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. did you hear that? Did you hear that? That was Billy Bando's Twitter account getting reactivated.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's You know what we need? We need like the Deliverance, Thomas. You need to clip the Deliverance banjo, like whenever we mention Billy Bando, I think.
You got a real pretty mouth.
You know, I gotta say, with the Saints corners, it certainly seems like they know more than we do about the Lattimore suspension. Like, the number of guys that they're adding certainly makes it seem like they're primed and ready for the shooter drop.
I mean, Lattimore said today he doesn't know anything. So, I just think
Ralph. Your mic is real bad. It's real bad. Like, as bad as any mic I've ever heard you speak into. It might be ready for the graveyard.
How about now?
No, absolutely Same. Not. This is like, I think we did a whole episode like this one time.
All right, well, I'm just going to reboot and hope for the best, and y'all keep on going.
Thomas, what should we talk about?
Talk about the corners. I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
No, we've already been talking about the corners. We need to talk about
Give us
else.
The next topic before you ditch us.
Devonta Freeman signing, and Devonta. He burned the Falcons.
Why does he say that, Devonta? Isn't it Devontae Freeman?
I don't know.
All right, I'll eject. My mic is apparently terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it
anyway,
is.
We're talking about Devonta Freeman. I don't know. I saw his press conference. Everybody was like, that was a good soundbite when he was talking about the rivalry between the Falcons and the Saints. I mean, that was all...
That felt a little lip service, huh?
Yes, that's all that was like written by, none of that was genuine, I didn't think. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm not saying I have any problems with him. But, I mean, anybody that comes from the Falcons, that's what they're going to say.
He was a noted Saints killer. Like, I will say he had some success against the Saints. And then he had that tweet after, I think it was after the Falcons beat the Saints. He wrote, LOL, ain'ts. So, after that shit talking, you're gonna tell me that you were a Saints fan all along, that you hated playing us twice a year because really deep down you were a Saints fan, and the dude was born in Georgia. He's literally a hometown guy.
People in Georgia are probably not loving him right now anymore. He's
well, not
probably,
only that, but I feel like
probably
like the
burned
Saints,
some bridges,
but like the New Orleans fans I don't think are really buying it either.
Yeah, well, I know, because I'm not. I am not buying it. I am not buying it.
He seems like the kind of guy who he's so happy to be here, thankful for the opportunity. This is the greatest day of his life, yada, yada.
Yeah,
and then as soon as he gets cut, he's going to be talking shit.
Yeah, it was all boilerplate stuff.
Yeah.
Do I need to be worried, though, about Ladavius? I mean, like, what's up with this? I thought we were
Well, no,
scared.
So, and they asked Sean Payton about this. Apparently, the deal is that they signed him specifically because of the issues they're having at receiver. So Michael Thomas is hurt, obviously, and then Deontay is going to be suspended. And so the idea here was Ty Montgomery is playing a lot more receiver, so they need a third running back. So no, I think Latavius is safe. Although apparently they gave him a ton of reps today in practice. And Cat Terrell came out and kind of noted that it was surprising to see Latavius Murray get so little.
Ooh, is your boyfriend? Is he going to get traded, Dave? Him? Listen to me. Hear me out,
Ralph. I gotta say, you sound great. So whatever you did, you fixed it.
Yeah, your mic is bad. There's no video though. Yeah.
I rebooted. But here's the thing, Dave. While
your camera is
up and running. While I get
Holy
my camera
shit.
Up and running.
What is this show? We're going back to YouTube.
There we go. Dave.
There we go.
I got a trade for you.
Still
your boyfriend, Ladavius Murray, unvaccinated corner for Zaven Howard. Who says no?
So we're talking Adebo.
Adebo.
And
Murray. Adebo.
Adebo. And Murray.
Who says no?
I'm not taking that. I would like to see what's going on with Paulson first. Although I'm gonna say I had this on my notes. Like I haven't heard much about him. I people are talking about about Ken Crawley and Marshawn Lattimore, obviously. But, I mean, I'm not hearing much about Adebo. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Saints, they did so many moves this week, Andrew. We got to get to them all. They signed Chris Hogan, the lacrosse player. shout out to Maddie Hudak. She is starting the Chris Hogan hype train. Apparently, he had like two good catches on Friday. People are getting excited about him. And he can move a lot of jerseys because he's a white receiver. And New Orleans loves their white receivers. Lance Moore, Brett Besch, Shockey. Like, he can move merchandise.
Lance Moore wasn't white. I don't think Lance Moore was white.
Mix. He was mix. White? Mix.
We claim it.
Lance Moore was definitely at least half black.
Yeah.
I like Jason DC76. His he called him Eric Paulson Adebo. I like that. Eric Paulson. That's a sick burn right there.
Now, the wide receiver that I want to get to that they signed that just sent.
Forgot. You're not going to mention J.R. Sweezy?
Oh, J.R. Sweezy. Here we go. That sounds like a rap. If he plays bad, he's J.R. Sleazy. He was good. Weren't the Saints trying to sign him when they needed a guard back in 2016?
Yes. Yeah, no. It's got Paul Kruger Redux stink all over it. This is a guy we used to like 5 years ago. We tried to get him in free agency. We failed. So now that he's old and washed and can't help us anymore, let's make sure we get him.
Here's a tweet of Nick Underhill reporting the Saints signed offensive lineman J.R. Sweezy. I feel like
J.R. Sweezy.
I feel like his name. I feel like Nick. He should be saying his new album is about to drop.
That's right.
J.R. Sweezy's.
He might be a mediocre guard. He is a great New Orleans bounce.
And I know, I know Nick loves his hip hop, so I feel like Nick loves that signing. He loves the J.R. Sweezy signing.
But the signing, if
Nick was adopting a player, it would be J.R. Sweezy.
It would be. Here's
We need to talk about adopting players, by the way. Perfect segue.
We needed to go over that. The draft will be next week. This draft is going to get wild. We'll get to that. But here's the thing. The signing that drove Saints Twitter mad was, one, they signed Tommy Lee Lewis, which in and of itself is traumatic because Tommy Lee Lewis is forever linked with the 2018 NFC Championship game. But then today, Saints Twitter, Tommy Lee Lewis, he committed a hate crime against Saints Twitter by changing his number to number 12. What the hell, Dave, is he doing taking Marcus Colston's number? That is...
I don't know. I didn't even realize that. This is the first I'm hearing about
it. Well, I liked Callaway's 12. Why did he have to change?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you can't really get on Tommy Lee because Callaway already had 12. It's not like Tommy Lee is the first person since Colston left to wear number 12.
Yeah, but it was cool to have Callaway because Callaway was actually good.
Why did Callaway change? Because the NFL allowed receivers to get single digit numbers this year, and he obviously wanted number 1, which I believe he is now. I'm not going to pretend to be mad at Tommy Lewis for taking number 12.
Andrew,
they also have
Tommy
a lot
Lewis.
Of wide receivers, and they're probably running out of numbers. So honestly, they probably had to take
Here's
number 12.
Here's the thing, Andrew. Tommy Lee Lewis, him taking the number 12, he's only 3 feet tall. He is the human embodiment of the perfect Saints Twitter troll. Like, him taking number 12 is horrific. I was never anti-Tommy Lee Lewis, really, like as much as some people on Saints Twitter. But this move, I am completely anti-Tommy Lee Lewis now. I hate him. I want him off the goddamn team. Taking number 12,
I applaud
it's like
the
taking
troll
a
move.
Piss in the church. No.
I think he should wait a week and then switch to number 9. I think it's fantastic. You know, Tommy Lee Lewis obviously has the traumatic memory. So when we think about Tommy Lee, obviously, most Saints fans are going to think back to the no call, and that's what they associate with him. But besides that, he is dangerously close to Traverse Cadet. I feel like Cadet was that guy that would always keep coming back to the Saints. They get an injury, they get hit with an injury at running back, and like as soon as Sean Payton got uncomfortable, he would immediately start ringing the phone like, okay, let's bring it back. Let's go with what's comfortable. You know, let's go back into the ex-girlfriend's bed, you know, or whatever. And so Traverse Cadet was like
the
that.
Ex-girlfriend who's like a four. He just
it's just comfortable, you know, and so now Tommy Lee Lewis is the new Traverse Cadet. I feel like the Saints keep re-signing him.
Okay, but I think I've said this before.
She smells really bad.
Why do people hate? I don't understand why people have vitriol towards Tommy Lee Lewis for the no call. Like, he had nothing. That's like blaming a woman for wearing a sexy outfit and then she gets
Bill Vinovich isn't around. We have to blame somebody, Dave. Bill Vinovich isn't around. Tommy Lee Lewis is around. He reminds us of 2018. So fuck him.
I'm glad you cut Dave off from that joke that he was about to make. If I think I heard it correctly, because that was terrible.
It's not a joke. It's like it's an analogy, and I think it's an apt analogy. It's victim blaming. Being mad at Tommy Lee Lewis is victim blaming.
Yeah, you should probably never. Anyway,
solve your problems with aggression. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
Well, that's the thing, though. Dave's right. If that flag gets thrown, Tommy Lee Lewis is a cult hero, right? Like, we're talking about, our Tommy Lee Lewis is back. That dude got us in the Super Bowl. Like, we probably all love him right now. If the ref just throws the flag, right?
If I had two hands, I could fucking juggle, Andrew. All right?
I get it. Horseshoes and hand grenades.
I don't. But
I'm serious. If Tommy Lee Lewis, if that flag had been thrown.
Yes, he would have been.
Are we pumped that he's back right now?
Yes.
Yeah. I think everyone is pumped.
Yeah.
Right.
And this makes zero sense to me because nobody could have caught that pass getting hit 5 seconds early. You know, I don't give a shit if Michael Thomas.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't give a shit if it was Michael Thomas running that route, Marcus Colson running that route, Jerry Rice running that route. Nobody was catching that ball, and so it's bullshit that people hate on Tommy Lee Lewis, like for that. It, like it really makes no sense. You are blaming the fucking victim.
I think Tommy Lee Lewis was hated before that play, and that was like gasoline on the fire. In fairness,
like
all right.
Tommy Lee Lewis, he goes against everything the Saints, but he's like, he doesn't fit the prototype, he doesn't fit the measurables, he doesn't fit the RAS. Sean Payton likes him because Bill Parcells said something nice about him one time.
Well, that's the thing. I think Sean Payton keeps trying to force it to work, and I think everyone's like, hey, Sean, I know Bill Parcells loves him, but like, dude, it's not happening. Like, this guy's too small. He's not good enough. And Sean Payton's not having any of it.
So, speaking of Sean Payton, he had some interesting sound. Well, we gotta get to this first. Dave, Deonte Harris being awesome at Saints training camp while facing a 3-game suspension, it is the most Saintsy shit ever. Like, him and Jameis have
Saintsy,
an amazing rapport already. He's catching bombs, and he's going to be suspended the first 3 games. Is that not the most Saintsy thing so far?
Was Joe Morgan in the same situation? Did he have a great training camp after he was already in trouble?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Did Joe Morgan get suspended for falling asleep in the car? I don't remember.
Pretty sure he did get suspended, yeah.
But anyway.
Jason makes a good point. I forgot to mention this. And this is hilarity. Tommy Lee Lewis took acting lessons this offseason. Did you guys see that? That's not a joke. Like, this isn't a bit. Like, he actually did that. He took acting lessons this offseason. And Jason says he took him three years too late. Yeah. Yeah, we needed the full James Harden, you know, for that. Anyway.
Well, unfortunately.
Well, somebody was asking the Tommy Lee Lewis RAS score. The Tommy Lee Lewis RAS score is.
It can't be good. You need height. It's all about measurables.
3.2.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. So, Peyton had some great sound over the weekend and today.
Jeff Ireland must hate Tommy Lee Lewis.
He must. He must hate him. So, Sean Payton did this sound, and I just want to say this was amazing.
Jeff Ireland would have hated Rudy, too. And who could hate Rudy?
I hate Rudy. Rudy cost me a Super Bowl ring. How about that?
Oh.
So, Andrew, Sean Payton talked about screens and how the Saints need to be a better screen team. And I just want to say, this soundbite of Sean Payton, it got really weird when he was talking about the Saints need to be a better screen team this year.
I think we could be, and we need to be a better screen team. Now, there's a lot that goes into that, the timing of it.
You got
to
block people on a screen. Shit.
The runner and the offensive line being on the same page.
Shit, he gets the ball out there, and two guys, big old animals, nail his ass. Shit.
And then there's some weeks, based on the front you're seeing, they're not going to be as effective.
That is fucking stupid. Wake up.
So other weeks, it might be a high-priority play based on the technique of how the rush is happening. But I think we can be better in that area this upcoming year.
You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
I might have an addiction of mixing in Jim Mora sound to show
that. That was top. That was
beautifully executed.
Can we get a chef's kiss? Can we get a chef's kiss, please? I think this is I think it's funny because most people in the media hate Sean Payton. They think he's a pompous asshole. But Jim Mora, when you put him side by side, Jim Mora makes Sean Payton seem like a very reserved, thoughtful coach.
Patient.
You know, he's not going to say anything. He doesn't want to say anything bad. He doesn't want to overstep any boundaries. When you put him next to Jim Mora, Jesus Christ, that's hilarious.
Oh man. Here's the thing with the Saints at practice. The other thing that I want to play, this is going to make Andrew really happy, but I'm going to play it anyway because I think it's important about the Saints. Sean Payton he sounds really excited about the Saints defensive line, and in particular Andrew's UDFA son from a couple years ago.
He's matured a lot. His body has grown. And, you know, clearly understands our system. I said earlier that group is a good-looking group, and he's part of it, you know. I'm encouraged with, you know, seeing his progress and also his flexibility to be able to play in the kicking game some, too.
You were looking at him coming out. Was he somebody you kind of projected could, like, add on?
To answer that question, I think we felt like he had the frame to gain weight and muscle mass, and he's been able to do that.
He put on a shit ton of weight, Andrew. I'm all in on the Granderson hype train. He's my guy to break out.
Yeah, Andrew, as Granderson's dad, can you explain what he meant when he was talking about how he has like horse legs? Can you explain that?
Just look at Taysom Hill pictures and you'll know.
That's right.
No, you know, the Saints are going to need some pass rush. They lost Hendrickson, so this would be the year for Granderson to step up. And I mean, guys like him, what is this? This is year three, right, for Granderson?
That's right, year three.
I mean, guys like him, it's kind of make it or break it because you're still only making $300,000, $400K a year. You're on a UDFA minimum deal and you blow out an ACL or you have a bad year and you go backwards and you can be done pretty quickly. And he's already got the check mark against him with all that stuff that happened in college. So there's already kind of the off the field question marks with him. So when you talk about an NFL career and it averages 3 years, like for a guy like that, this is the year he's got to transform and make something of his life or he moves on from the NFL kind of thing.
Dave, am I completely
horse
off
legs? I just want to go back to the horse legs.
I don't worry about Trey Hendrickson leaving. I think Granderson's going to be. He's not going to have 13 and a half sacks, but him and Davenport, they're going to be fine. Like I think the defensive ends are fine.
Well, you could probably get me to believe Carl Granderson is going to be great over Davenport. you're not going to sell me on Davenport until it's happening and I'm looking at it with my thine eyes.
Who do you like better, Dave? Granderson or Malcolm Roach to have a better year this year?
It's tough. It's going to be close. Right now, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, they're not in pads or anything, but obviously Granderson's got the hype train is currently on Granderson. So I guess I got to give him the edge, but they both have some potential. They're both in the mix. But as far as undrafted free agent picks though, you know, you win because Granderson was in jail when you picked him Nothing will ever top.
I mean, Andrew saying I'm kicking the dude in jail.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna roll with it.
Yeah, we don't even know he's getting out.
Waited for him to get out. That's how much
I know. It was supposed to be a joke, and it totally backfired.
He gained, ended up being a great pick. He went to Wyoming. He was 190 pounds. Now he's like 270, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well, and so that's my beef. So, Ralph, you want to wait until next week for us to pick our undrafted free agencies, agent sons. And next week we will be a week and a half, if not 2 weeks, into training camp. When we first started this, we were picking it before they even started. We were picking it based on like ridiculous stuff like their name or that they were in jail.
Lord, are you going to practice, Dave? I'm just reading tweets about practice.
We at least have a little bit of information.
We do have a little bit of weird.
Before we were picking them, like it was like a joke, and like we were picking them based on.
Ralph already has three UDFA fatheads on his wall.
That's right.
I mean, before.
How did you already get
the UDFA draft? Dave, we didn't have Thomas, executive producing back in Poland. He's going to do a big board. He's going to have graphics. He's going to blow it out. It's going to be fun. I mean, before we were just pulling names out of our ass. We got production value now. You know.
Well, okay, but three weeks ago it was in the middle of the off season and we needed shit to talk about. Now it's training camp. We've got shit to talk about.
That's right.
True.
So, speaking of shit to talk about. Jameis sounds like a completely different person in these press conferences. He talked about when he met with the media on Saturday, he talked about how he learns and how he's a visual learner. I've never heard him sound like this.
Obviously, reps is what's important. This year, you know, I probably got more reps in 3 days than I got all last year. So it's an incredible feeling to be able to have the opportunity to go out there and execute because I'm more of a visual learner. I like to apply what we're doing, apply to certain concepts, and I learn better that way. So it's been fun, and I think I'm getting a good grasp of it. But obviously, my objective is to get better every single day. And I know with a great head coach, his resume speaks for itself, and we got great guys in that quarterback room, and we're helping each other, and we're building.
Thomas, I'm a visual learner. You can't just tell me what to do on Discord 8,000 times. You got to show me. Until you show me, I'm going to keep fucking it up.
That's why he got the LASIK.
He's stupid.
Yeah, maybe
he's a visual learner. He got LASIK, so now he can actually start learning because he can see now.
Right.
Wait, but Ralph, what do you mean he sounds different? Like, are you talking about
if he's a visual learner, I'm glad that he got LASIK after the 30 picks.
I'm just saying, like, his cadence, everything about him is like.
Okay, so you're talking more, about like the
more
actual
buttoned up, more professional. Like,
no,
he needs to be loose and.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was watching the videos. And I'm glad you mentioned this because, yes, that was absolutely the first thing that came to mind. I think it's glaringly obvious. He is definitely – he's almost maybe even trying too hard, to be honest with you.
He's channeling Drew Brees. A lot of those statements are very breezy.
Yes.
He was not kidding when he said he went to Drew Brees Academy for a year.
I mean,
it's like finishing school.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like going to PR school, you know, and it's just like you're only going to say what you're supposed to say. I don't know. But yeah, that's the end of it. We've lost him. We've lost Jameis. Like, you're never going to get a true answer out of Jameis anymore.
What do you want him to say? Effer in the P?
Yes, right.
You want to go back to that, Dave?
I want Effer in the P, Jameis. I want Effer in the P.
I don't know about you guys, but we got a podcast and we need material.
Right.
We
gotta fill time, you know? Like breaking
well,
down.
We're
Phil,
never gonna
Andrew,
get that
you
out of Taysom
that.
Hill.
Me
that's
and Dave
for sure.
are just here to fucking make jokes. Like
that would be funny.
Welcome
what
to Uganda.
What if Taysom Hill flipped and was like bizarro Taysom, where like Jameis became very straight and narrow and always, you know, said what you expect, the canned response, the rehearsed response, the PR response. And then Taysom lost the job and got so mad that he went off the rails
And he's like, he's during press conference, like smoking a cigarette.
And he started talking. And
steals crab's legs.
Yeah, he started talking like Jameis Winston at Florida State kind of deal.
Yeah. I went to Bourbon Street. I got ripped. If I'm not starting, I don't give a shit about practice. Like, that would be amazing. That would be amazing because
it looks like they've been flipping both quarterbacks. So, true to form, you know, they talked about it being a quarterback competition. And as you can see here on this tweet that Thomas just put up, they've been going back and forth between Taysom and Jameis. So, I don't know. To me, it looks like in there now you see Jameis is the starter.
You did it. Trippy so up. Easy to do. It's so easy.
Can't say anyone's name right.
Sergi in the chat says he went from teenager to QB1 voice real quick.
Yeah, look, I think Jameis has clearly shown that he's got the bigger play potential throwing, which we expected. We knew that was going to be the case. But in my opinion, we knew that was going to happen all along. Like I think if something would be really wrong if without pads on, if Jameis wasn't performing Taysom at this point,
best practice Jameis has had as a Saint.
I would just say I would say Jameis has no shot if he's not outdoing Taysom right now, no pads on. I think his biggest issue is in the preseason games. Can he command the huddle? Can he look good in a live game situation? Can he stay away from the turnovers? That's going to be the big question mark, I think, for Jameis.
Ralph Marlboro here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Well, that's a good point, and I want to play this soundbite from Taysom, Dave, because Taysom talked about how he's really strong at running the ball, but he has to balance when to run, how much to run. And it was really, I thought what Taysom said about it was really interesting on Saturday.
As a running quarterback or someone who can run, I think you kind of get pigeonholed sometimes that, like, if you do run, that is, you know, it's like a mistake almost, or you shouldn't do it. But I can tell you that my mindset is no different than most quarterbacks, that if there's a guy downfield and you're having the ball to get or having an opportunity to get the ball out of your hand, then you're going to do that. You know, I think the thing for me is there are certain coverages that are really enticing for a dual threat QB to take off and run. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, having good plays, back to back good plays, first downs, move the chains, and to go and score. And I do think it is a difficult balance sometimes as a dual threat quarterback to find that. But I try to stay true to my reads. There's nothing there. The great thing is.
To be fair, Taysom, he's so dedicated to being the Saints starting quarterback, he's doing the chest press during the interview.
That was boring. That was so boring. I'm going to tell you right now, it's August 2nd. Thomas, check the timestamp on this one.
Hey, Thomas, check the timestamp on this.
August 2nd, 2021. We're three days into training camp. Saints quarterback situation, dual quarterbacks.
No way.
Yep. Dual quarterbacks.
Sean Payton said he's not doing that.
Yeah, that means they're doing it. Check the fucking timestamp. August 2nd, 2021. This is either going to be the most prescient thing anybody's ever said on the show, or it's going to be the funniest thing we ever look back on and laugh at and make fun of me. So either way, we win. Either way, we win. But dual quarterback, Taysom's going to be running the shit out of that thing, coming in there all the time. Jameis is going to be your pocket.
So would you call what they did last year dual?
A little bit more Taysom this year.
More. Okay. So similar deal to last year.
Half and half. So close to half and half.
Oh, you're thinking 50-50.
I'm talking college football, NCAA 14.
Oh, my God.
Are you thinking like rotating plays or rotating series?
Shit's going to get kooky. Shit's going to get kooky out there.
All right. We'll have to look for that.
So we didn't even mention
you're not going to have to look for it because that shit's going to hit you in the fucking face, okay?
I like when Dave does this. It's very aggressive.
Yeah, very intense.
Like, solve your problems with aggression.
Dave, I got you.
Fuck you, Andre and George.
Wait, what was that? I missed that.
Before
we get done with the quarterbacks, Taysom's thighs are ridiculous, but
how do they compare to Granderson's horse legs?
Actual video, the actual picture of Jameis and Taysom side by side. Jameis isn't letting Taysom get all the people hot and bothered.
Holy
he has
shit.
Just as big of thighs.
What is going on with his hamstring there? Does he have a tumor?
Oh my God. Look at
this photo
things.
Was provided by Jameis 101.
Shout out to
Jameis 101.
Look at Jameis's other leg. It's like half the size.
Like my leg. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
We need
it's
that like, sound bite like, from Little well, Giants.
It's like Ralph's arms in leg form. Look, like Jameis has
I
a
have
bad
a leg.
Leg.
Like that,
Look.
Andrew. I limp like an 80-year-old man. Don't sell me short.
Well, anyway, so, God bless them. They're world-class athletes.
Before we get to Ken Crawley being the savior and Cam Jordan talking about the defenses being horrible in 2014 and 2015, I want to remind people we have a awesome gift for annual patrons. It is the 2021 Saints season survival mug. And because I don't have enough room in my house, I only had Dave order 100. They're only 18 of these left. If you want this mug to get to you before the season starts, become an annual patron. A ton of people are doing it. My wife is going to get all
my
these
wife.
Out to you,
my
get,
wife.
Get
my
to
wife.
You by week one. We'll order more if more people want them. But if you want them for the start of the season,
you're going to need it for the start
patron.
Of the season.
And if you become an annual patron before midnight tonight, you get 2 months for free. So do it already.
Booyah.
So speaking,
they gotta be at the $10 level though, right, Ralph?
That's right. They gotta be at the $10 level. And all current patrons that are annual
at $10. At $10.
At $10, you get it. Yeah. So you're good. Yeah. So
right, but yeah, if you do it now, normally it's $120 bucks for $10 a month, and right now it's $100. You save $20 if you do it for the year.
And you get the booze money, and you get the mug. It's, you're making money. So, Dave, Ken Crawley looking awesome.
Yes.
Is he the solution at corner? Is he going to turn the clock back to 2017?
I already said it. We're getting the band back together. 2017, we're going on tour. We're going to do the Midwest. But yeah.
Ralph really loves that GIF right there of the old lady pouring.
GIF?
Yes, that's how it's pronounced. That's how it's pronounced.
It's the 70s show. The
in all seriousness, obviously, they're not even in pads, so I don't know.
Yep.
Who knows? I mean, really, it's ridiculous to really speculate. But
if, like you said,
they're signing all these cornerbacks. So how confident could they really be in who the hell they already have? So my
if
God.
They if you find out, Andrew, week one against Green Bay, Ken Crawley's your starting corner. What are you filling your 2021 Saints season survival mug with?
Ooh. Absinthe, straight bourbon.
You know, we've talked a lot about corner, but I want to play. You know, we have PTSD when it comes to corners. But here's the thing that was great about Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram, their podcast that they do. Cam Jordan, he has the exact same PTSD about the Saints defenses from 2012, 2014, 2015, 2016. He has the same PTSD, and he's like, they better fucking pay Lattimore his money. Thomas, I hope you have that clip ready. Play it. Cam Jordan, he was just amazing when he was talking about the old Saints defenses and how terrible they were.
Right here.
Yeah.
Also, but y'all Ravens different because y'all been like that, so you can leave them on the island. Come on over where I've been. Until we had Marshawn, big fella, yeah, it has Marshawn. Been cold my way, okay?
No, I was begging.
Holding hey, it down.
Don't worry, Cam. We were part of the worst defense in NFL history twice.
No, I was. You were at least on offense. You were top five.
I watched it.
I was in like this. I said, I need help.
What year was that?
It was like 2015. Years straight. I don't want to talk about it. It was like 2013 one year. Then it was like 2015.
No, 2013. I've been
historically
good.
I looked behind me and was like, I think I could guard. Like, I'm pretty sure I could do this job.
2013 was good. We made the playoffs that. It might have been 2012 or 2014.
I am such a positive teammate. This one year. It was like
it was bad, Marlo. Bro, it was bad.
I turned back on top. I say, hey, I turn around. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
moms over Baghdad.
I had my dog.
Was the true savior,
bro. We drafted him. I looked him in the eye. I said, hey, bro, nice to meet you. I don't care what you do on or off the field. But when it's game time, I need you. I don't want you. Listen, I need you. There's Marlo. A difference. You don't know where I came from or what's happened to me the last 6 or 7 years.
Our podcast Mondays in 2012. What are you doing here?
Yeah, the best part is like I look back and I'm like, where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you going? That's obviously how all of us felt. We've all felt that way for many years. My favorite part was Ingram. Obviously, we know I love Ingram. We're dating. We're kind of a
your
thing.
Ex-boyfriend.
My ex-boy. Well, we were a thing. That's right. Thank you for bringing that up and breaking my heart again, Thomas. But I love that.
Hopefully, Ladavius isn't listening to this.
That's right. but I love. I also loved it when Cam was like, "Oh, I was on the worst defense." Cam's like, and Mark's like, "I know it was terrible." And Cam's like, "Well, but you were not. You weren't even on the defense. You were on offense." And Mark, you know, Ingram, he's feeling how we all feel. And we're like, "Well, we had to watch it. I had to watch that. That's how we all felt."
Worse, Cam.
Yes, that's right. Like, no, we couldn't even do anything about it. Like, we had to watch you guys be terrible and not be able to do a damn thing about it.
But I feel, Cam, I'm like, could I really be any worse when a chair...
Andrew, what was your slogan?
What was the stat about Jason David, at one point, it was like, if a chair were guarding the receiver...
Better than a hole in the zone.
It would yield, yeah.
Yeah, statistically, yeah.
Andrew,
he gave up
more yardage.
What
was your slogan back in 2014, 2015 about the Saints? A punt is a turnover?
Yeah. No, when the Saints have the ball, if they kick a field goal, it's a punt. And if they punt, it's a turnover. Because of what the defense was giving up on the other side.
That's right. So
basically they had to have a touchdown on every drive.
That's right. So before we get to questions, we have Saints trivia again this week. And this people might know this trivia because I tweeted it out Sunday because I just learned it on Sunday. But the Saints were the first team in NFL history to I'll let Thomas put it on the screen. The Saints were the first team in NFL history to hire a Mexican-American as their head coach. Who was it?
Hold on, let me Google this.
Is that Hank Schramm?
It's tough. I
Tom
like,
Landry.
I
Tom Landry.
Yeah, it looks Tom like.
Landry.
Well, Thomas, you can't play Japanese music, right? Because Twitch, if you use copyrighted music, they will shut your ass down cold, right? They'll put us in Twitch jail.
I have the answer. I have the answer.
We can play the X-Files music.
I have the answer.
Ditka doesn't have answer, Dave? Ditka doesn't have Mexican background, does he?
No.
Tom Fierce.
It is. That is correct.
Oh, cheating. That's cheating.
Yeah, you cheated. Cheating,
but of course I cheated. How else would I know that?
I had no
I'm playing
idea.
Yeah.
The Saints should be proud of that. They had a Mexican-American as the head coach, but the Saints...
They were ahead of their time.
So terrible.
My next guest was going to be Rick Venturi, even though he's Italian.
Oh, I love... Dude, that is so 60s right there with the blazer and the Saints emblem and that.
the Tom Landry hat. That is so 1960s right there. He's practically on an episode of Mad Men.
I could see Ralph dressed like that.
Looks like that patch is photoshopped on the jacket. Did you photoshop
Dude,
that?
Thomas, no, what's the thing? What's the thing on Twitch that once we get it set up, where like people can gain points and we can give them prizes? Like we could have them decide like what I wear.
Channel points.
Yeah, we'll do like if you get to like 500,000 channel points, you can pick what I wear on the podcast and on the morning show on WWL.
When do people start giving me bits?
Bits. That sounds bits sound low key terrible.
They like, can already.
Give my dog the bits.
Oh, like, well, where are the bits? Wait, can they send them to me personally?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
No, we got to be we can't do anything until we become an affiliate. But people can follow the channel.
And people can donate. People can donate.
POD donate. Pound the donate button. We can give Thomas meats and cheeses, the finest that we can find, and he deserves it. Thomas,
and I want to see the clips, guys. I want to see many clips of mispronouncing names
thing.
And stuff.
You can create your own clip off the show on Twitch. The best one, the one that people like the most, we will play it next week, and you will get a prize. And Thomas, before we get to the questions, I promise people in the Discord channel, in the Twitch channel, I already fucked it up. In the Twitch channel. Whoever stayed the longest, you could pick a winner, and I will give them a booze bundle and a T-shirt. So you get to pick who gets it. So tell me who in the chat gets the booze bundle and the T-shirt.
Maybe we'll do that after the show, not yet.
Okay, we'll do it after the show. You pick them, and I'll email them, and then we'll ship it out to you. So Thomas, fire up the music. We got to get to the questions. Now I got to do the Ralph Shuffle. Gotta get loose.
Shake weight. There we go. Are you vaping there, Dave?
So, Thomas.
Oh. What next?
Hit us up.
Okay, so first question comes from Biloxi Blues. If Jameis Winston doesn't win the starting job week one, will Jameis One of One come on the show and tell us why our Super Bowl winning coach doesn't know what he is doing?
I would expect 100%. Nothing less. I would expect 100%. Nothing else. It's definitely not Jameis's fault. I'll tell you that. If that happens, it's definitely not Jameis's fault.
He will burn the Saints to the fucking ground if Jameis is not the starter or Jameis is not successful. Understand this. It is never Jameis's fault.
Oh, I feel like the excuses are already in the can.
Oh, like he's got
a notebook full of excuses.
I know there's like 15 different scenarios that play out, and he's right. Already prepared for every single one.
Yeah, he's got them all written down in a notebook, and that notebook is the size of the fucking
the
Old Testament.
The thing that's so frustrating about him is you don't even have to tag him. You just need to mention Jameis, and he swoops in like Batman.
Yeah, he's got a search thing. I do the same thing with Tulane. I have a special search thing that I can enter, and it actually eliminates certain results that I don't want to get, and it highlights certain results that I do want to get, and I can pull up anything.
JJ McCleskey tape.
Jalen McCleskey. Yes. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I forgot to mention Jalen McCleskey has had a pretty good training camp so far. Right. They like his speed. They like his speed. I also wanted to mention one thing I forgot to mention.
Scott, not looking good for you to draft him, Dave, since you're picking last.
I forgot. I wanted to mention one other thing when we were talking about Jameis is that I noticed in his press conference when he was talking about working with the receivers in the offseason and getting the chemistry and the rhythm, he mentioned Deontay first, but he mentioned Lil Jordan second.
He did.
So he's Lil Jordan is currently number two on
ahead of Traquan, right? Chart.
Yes. What did he call Traquan? He called him
Quan?
TQ.
TQ. No, TQ. Yeah, TQ. Yeah.
So Lil Jordan is ahead of TQ on Jameis's depth chart.
Here, I'm going to play this soundbite for Dave because Jameis, when he mentioned all the receivers' names, he was
and he
so
emphasized
and said their names so sensually. So I'm going to play this.
But Little Jordan in particular, I feel like.
Yes, right.
I often say the teamwork makes the dream work, right? So the more I just get to know who that guy is, he gets to know who I am. You know, you kind of build that trust, right? So it's one of those situations where you look that guy in the eye and he's like, yeah, I know what page you're on, you know, and I know what pace he's on. So anytime you can build that team camaraderie with anyone, you know, the offensive line, you know, that's why, you know, Sean, you know, promotes gatherings. But, you know, with COVID and all, we couldn't do that, right? We could. So we kind of lost that aspect of that team building. So the only time we get to spend time together is in his locker room. So we definitely got to take advantage of that. But this offseason, being able to spend time with Deontay, Lil Jordan, TQ, and Adam Troutman, and Jawan, and Nick, and all those guys, like you just know, like when we get on the field, like, hey, we've been here before, right? We already executed these plays. So it's a different type of connection.
He said the names with love.
Deontay.
Who is Nick?
Yeah.
Is Nick Vinette? Is that Nick Vinette? Nick, he never worked out with him, did he?
Deontay. Lil Jordan, TQ.
Dave is getting aroused.
You gotta love it. You gotta love the way you know. You
which receiver?
The way you, said it.
You know, Lil Tony Jordan. Jones.
He's like
Tony
Jack Nicholson.
Jones went out there.
You can't handle Lil Jordan.
Oh.
What?
If Lil Jordan and Granderson both do great this year, I'll feel left out. Because
you want Lil Jordan? You can't handle Lil Jordan.
A few
good men.
Yeah, so Thomas.
Next.
Okay, next question. A follow-up question, but this time from the Wicker Man. Which version of Jameis 101 would be worse to deal with? The one where Jameis is amazing or the one where Jameis rides the bench?
That's funny.
The one where the Saints go with dual quarterback because Jameis couldn't win the starting job outright and because they wanted Taysom's running ability.
I feel like if Jameis is amazing, at least we can enjoy it with him a little bit. Like, yeah, it's going to be annoying, but the Saints are winning, so we'll be more tolerant. It's going to be awful if the Saints are terrible and Jameis is riding the bench because he's terrible and we're not going to have the tolerance for it. So I think that's worse because we'll just be like, dude, shut up.
Yeah. Like if this, or it'll be frustrating if Jameis is still Jameis. Like, because the thing is for people with Jameis 101, if you don't follow him and you know, he believes that Jameis right now is on a Hall of Fame track career, which is just fucking delusional in every single way. And so he'll become become insufferable if Jameis rides the bench and the Saints aren't winning and they're sticking with Taysom. Oh my God, it'll be fuck. I need a warm bath and some razor blades.
Yeah, Jay Ford's correct. Like if we make the Super Bowl with Jameis, Jameis 101 needs to reveal his true identity on the show.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
By the way, congrats to Andrew's dad, Steven, who it's 10:05, so we've been on for about an hour. I'm assuming it took him an hour to figure out how to get on Twitch and join us, but he made it. But he made it. Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome, Mr.
Don't be
Steven.
Like that to Andrew's dad. He without Andrew's
I love
dad,
Andrew's
man,
dad.
The Spotify chat would be a struggle. He's there every Wednesday. By the way, join
he's
us.
He's our biggest
every
fan.
Wednesday, Spotify.
He's our biggest fan. In fact, but also, speaking of biggest fans, my mother is staying with me here. Has she donated recently? Do I need to pat
no,
her down?
Not.
Oh, all right.
He's a patron, but she opted out of shipping. Andrew's
oh, she,
dad,
well, no,
he is at the highest possible
oh.
level
oh.
of Patreon. He
Mom,
gives
you better be listening
a
to this,
sizable
yeah.
amount of Andrew's inheritance.
Oh, wow.
Month.
Oh, well, this is good. True. At least now Andrew's got to worry about retirement.
Well, what can I say, Dave? My dad loves me more than your mom loves me.
My dad.
My mom. What next?
all right. I got to, I'm going to pat her down while she's here and fleece her, you know.
Regina, we love you.
How much time? You know, tell me later, Andrew, how much your dad gave, and I'll make sure my mom tops
him. $1. Like, I will raise your donation by $1.
Maybe we can have like a silent auction or something.
Is that it? Is that it, Thomas?
No. We got two more questions.
What about Budrich?
Don't worry. It's coming.
I'm saving Budrich for last.
Yes, bet for last. Okay, so this one comes from Bulky. Saints DBs as COVID vaccines. Lattimore is Pfizer. CD Deuce is Moderna. PJ Williams are Johnson & Johnson / AstraZeneca. So who would be Sinovac and Sputnik?
Sputnik? Is that a Russian
vaccine?
Are those
just made up?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sputnik one is the Russian one.
Oh, really? They called it Sputnik? That would be like us naming our vaccine Apollo.
Yeah.
Well, Sputnik is clearly
developing NASA.
Sputnik is the new guy.
Prince Amukamura.
The other guy.
Amukamura.
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
Sinovac. Is that
Sinovac? That doesn't even sound like a vaccine. That sounds like a imitation Cinemax. Like you get the Sinovac when you're at the Motel 6.
Sputnik is Ken Crawley, clearly. Sinovac is the Chinese vaccine, apparently. And Sputnik is the Russian one.
Who's the free agent guy they signed from Tennessee, the UDFA? Thompson or Bright, whatever. He's Sinovac.
Well, Adebo's clearly none of these.
Adebo is a tall glass of water and some bleach.
What was that thing that they were talking about briefly that they were giving to COVID patients? The
hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, that's Adebo. Yeah.
What is Ken Jordan?
No, Adebo is just chew on a Tide Pod. See what happens.
I thought you were gonna say Blue Chew. Our old sponsor. I miss Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. We love Blue Chew. Come on back, guys.
Yeah.
I miss Manscaped because they came out with a 4.0. I need the 4.0. I have the 2.0. I have the 3.0. I'm hooked.
The entire
you
collection.
Might have some news for you, Dave, in the near future.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, Thomas, what's the last question? Hit us up with it.
Last question from Badrich. Ralph, Andrew, and Dave, and Kevin, what are your best nicknames for Taysom Hill based on body physique alone?
I mean, I've always liked the Mormon missile, and I think that qualifies missile for body.
Thigh guy?
Guy?
Horse legs is already taken by Granderson, so we can't go with that one.
Storm and Mormon. That's Kevin. Kevin's in the chat. He's actually listening to us. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, he's too busy to be on the podcast, but he's not busy enough to be commenting on the podcast.
Yeah, he's weighing in. Storm and Mormon's his pick.
He's right in that sweet spot of busyness.
Ken Crawley equals take a Tylenol, hope that shit doesn't get bad.
But notice that Kevin wasn't commenting on YouTube because Twitch is for the young kids.
Right.
The single guys, the single people. While you're in the Sean Orleans, give us a love update. Type a love update while we're
How's the doc?
Yeah, we'll close the show out with your love update.
Kevin, give us an update on your most recent medical exam.
Yes. Tell us how that prostate exam went.
With the doctor lady friend, that's what Shaggy says.
It's totally not gay if your doctor is a woman and she's doing it.
I appreciate Dave doing the love update so I can
you shoot your dick off.
Like I plan it. Water down Tussin.
He said doctor's good. Went to the science center two weekends ago.
What does that mean? What's the science center? Yeah, come on.
Great update, Kevin. Thanks a lot.
Take some
time. You went to the Science Center. That really tells us a lot. Great. What an update. Awesome.
Going with her to a wedding in September. Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
Destination wedding or wedding in St. Louis?
Wait. Is it your wedding? Is it your wedding, Kevin?
See, taking a person that you're dating to a wedding, I feel like I've seen bad things happen with that.
Well, first of all, he didn't say whether it was his wedding or not.
No, clearly it's not his wedding.
It could be.
He's going with her to a wedding.
And I'm going with her to a job interview in South Carolina. Not my wedding. Okay, well, that's good. Thanks for clearing that up. To a job. All right.
Who's interviewing for a job, Kevin? You or her? I'm assuming Back-a-lack. Her.
You're going to move to Columbia? Gonna be
maybe Kevin's the one that'll get a job.
Hmm.
If you know what I mean. Job.
So, Kevin, with I'm wondering, if you go with her to Charleston.
Job spelled with a B.
And she gets said job.
Charleston. Oh, Charleston. Oh, you could live with my parents.
Do you then move to Charleston? Kevin, yeah. Do you relocate for this girl?
Does Miss Cariello have a room to rent?
Yeah, they got a 4-bedroom house. One of them has a train, has model railroads in it. But
Kevin can be a boarder, can be a sitcom.
I mean, I got to say, living in
Charleston. That would be a fucking sitcom. Kevin living with my parents in a gated golf community. That would be a sitcom, all right.
He says he 100% would relocate for this lady.
All caps.
Look, I got to tell you, living in Charleston sounds, no offense to our St. Louis listeners, except for Kevin. Yeah. Tons of offense meant to
That's
him.
That's an upgrade, though.
But yes, Charleston is where you want to live between those two cities. Even That's if things right. don't work out with the doctor, find a way to move to Charleston anyway.
That's right. St. Louis is Ken Crawley. Charleston is Marshawn Lattimore.
I want to say this show, besides my audio being my audio, didn't really go off the rails today, Thomas. I'm very proud. I followed the rundown. Even Andrew kept me on track because you got the ticker at the bottom so everybody can see the rundown. So Andrew kept us on track. We didn't go off
the rails. Wait, what about the UDFA? We're not doing it at all?
No, we're doing it next week.
We're not even going to talk about the candidates here or anything.
We'll make Thomas do a big board.
Next week.
I haven't done any research, man.
Next week.
I
can't. This is. I gotta say, I'm excited. I'm gonna be able to go visit my parents in Charleston and also go hang out with Kevin soon in the near future. This is great.
And meet your new son.
And meet my
UDFA son.
Your new brother.
Oh.
All right, Tom. Wow. So hit the music, Thomas. So
I wonder what the Charleston wrestling scene is like.
Oh, man.
Wonder what the Charleston amateur wrestling scene is like.
Sick.
That's a Charleston wrestling.
Hey, so, Twitch, it went good, I think.
Twitch, it went amazing, guys. Follow the channel. I want to thank Thomas, our executive producer extraordinaire in Poland. He did an amazing job setting this all up.
We wouldn't be here without him.
The pre-show was amazing, except for the music. We'll get the music more energetic. But I want to thank him. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Twitch is amazing. I want to thank Dave, Andrew, Kevin for joining us the best he could. And again, for Thomas back in Poland. Guys, thanks for joining us. Remember, kids, don't shoot your dick off. And until next week, the bar is closed.